936. WRC on 936. Driving home from Malad. Had to work on the Intermountain Inner Tie Repeater up there at Holbrook Summit for the Utah VHF Society.
Is that the one they had to move because they didn't fill out their lease in time?
That's the one. So we're getting things ready so that they can move the equipment. All their equipment is still operational in a different building up there, the building that they got kicked out of. Still operational in that building, but they got to be out of there by the end of the month. And so they got a little more work to do to be able to hit that target. We got a lot of work today done. We put mounted 5 antennas. There will eventually be 6 antennas on the tower. Mounted all of those today and pulled heliacs to each one, and we'll be shoving the heliacs into the building and putting it to the polyphasers, and then take it over to where the rack is going to be, and then they can go back in that old building, grab all their equipment and move it over.
So is this just a good spot, or is it a worse spot, or just a different spot?
So, it's, if you threw really, really hard, you could throw a rock from one place to the other, so it's, you know, might as well be the same spot.
So how did they pull that off? I think when you guys went to that city meeting or county meeting or whatever it is, everybody was pretty much against it.
They were against it for leaving it in the building that they got kicked out of or something like that. And then they were even against it with the raccoons, which is the what is that county? Whatever it is, I can't remember the name of that county there. But anyway, yeah, they were even a little bit against it, putting it in the raccoons building too, but eventually they worked something out. So now they're gonna be in the same building as the raccoons. Gosh, what is the name of that county? It's messing me up now. I always know the name of that county until I'm thinking about it. But anyway, so the raccoons and the Utah VHF Society will be in the same building together, and that's about all that will be in that building is just that, just a bunch of ham stuff.
Well, that's good. I'm glad they got it worked out. It's kind of tough when they don't, especially with a mistake like that, but I bet they stay on top of that stuff going forward.
Yeah, they need to get rid of this one guy that thinks he's in the middle of all of it up there in the Idaho area. They get rid of that one guy. I think everything will be okay from here on out. But, yeah, it's a lot of work that the Utah VHF Society is doing up there to keep the intertie going up that way. So it's a lot of work. But it'll be done in maybe 2 more days worth of work after we got that done today, about 2 more days of work, and it'll be all done.
That's good. There's always one, either in a club or a community, a neighborhood or something, that causes problems to keep you from getting stuff done, but I'm glad they were able to get it worked out. That intertie is a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, it really is. I should be switching over to it right now while I'm driving. I'm getting close enough to home that it doesn't really matter, so kind of, oh, let's see, where am I at? Still basically Brigham City, but I'm getting closer to Smith & Edwards.
What did they decide on the the promontory repeater we worked on a couple weeks ago. They're just going to leave that antenna down? What are they going to do?
Yeah, I'm not real sure. I mean, they only had that up there for a spare. And I should have talked to them about it today, but I didn't. You know, John Lloyd and Mel were there today and working on this site. I should have chatted with them about it, but I think their plan is to just kind of just think about it for a while, come up with a mount, come up with a plan, and go back and do it again sometime later down the road, I guess. I don't know. But there's no hurry on it because they weren't even using that antenna.
Yeah, very true. I just didn't know if they decided what to do or not. But like you said, it's not a big deal. It was just a backup. And there's a little bit of work that's going to have to be done if they're going to put that great big antenna up there. Like you said, they've got to get some standoffs pulled in place. Otherwise, it's going to keep snapping those bolts.
Yeah, that's right. You're probably having a little bit of a down day today, right?
Got a little bit of a down day. It's been pretty slow today. I think I'm going to go visit my kid and my granddaughter here in an hour or so.
Oh, the one that I'm driving by right now, probably. That one, huh?
That's the one.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But, yeah. Oh, man. I guess I got a truck waiting in the driveway. Showed up on a tow truck. And I seen it on my camera, so I've got work to do as soon as I get home. Hopefully it's just a starter on a Duramax diesel and I'll be done. We'll see when I get there.
Well, that's always when you're going to get work, on a Friday late afternoon when you want to be done for the weekend. But I guess work is better than no work.
Yeah, that's right. Well, there's this one guy, Liz and Sandy, that was up there with us helping out, came up with John, and he's got 6 220 megahertz repeaters already, one in St. George, you know, and then a few others around, and they're all linked together, and he was kind of asking me to let him put one in the promontory, and I said, well, what you want is you want to get into that promontory site that John Lloyd is in. Get in that one instead of my site. Obviously, I was trying to shove him off on John. But I got a funny feeling he's not going to get approval to put it in that building, so he'll be calling me anyway. But I don't mind having another repeater in there because I got room for it. It doesn't matter. The problem area is the landowner doesn't like every time we go in there. He likes to keep that to a minimum, so that's where the problem lies.
Keep throwing repeaters in there and everybody's going in and out of there, he'll shut it off at some point and say you're done.
Yeah, so if he ever calls me and asks, I'll have to have a little chat with him and say, look, we need to chat about this a little more, because if I allow you in there, you're only going to be able to drive to the site maybe once a year. That's about all I'm going to allow in order to not rub the landowner the wrong way. So, oh well, we'll see how he goes with that. You never know with that kind of equipment. You have to go when you have to go, you know, you can't decide how often that you make it. So it's hard to pin that down.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, it was a struggle for you to even keep that up there. I remember when we moved it, and that guy was squawking a fair amount. You know, when we moved it from that lower side to the upper side, he wanted the county to grade his road and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know, it's just sad that people are like that when you're trying to do something good for the community. But yeah, I also get people abuse things too and don't take care of it. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I would really like to remove the tower and even the building on the lower site. Just remove it totally. Get it out of there. Just remove everything at the lower site. Make it look like we were never there. But that's a lot of work because that's a 60-foot tower. And it's got multiple sets of guy wires going to it. That's a lot of work when you're volunteering at all.
Well, it might go a long ways in keeping the landowner happy, though, too.
Yeah, I'm just getting kind of burned out with it all, you know, and like I recently had, I tried to count up my Rome 25 tower sections, and I thought I had counted about 18 of them, so I put them on KFL, that I had 18 of them. Turns out I had about 21, but they're all gone now. They sold them for like 50 bucks a piece, 50 bucks a section, I think. So they're all gone. But I still have one 126 foot tower, might be 25. And then I've got one 38 foot tower crank up. And then I've got one 27 foot tower. So I still have three more towers, but I just want to get rid of everything, dude. I'm losing interest. It's fading away, man.
Oh, I get it. I absolutely get it. I mean, you've been doing that for so long, you get burnt out. I'm even kind of burnt out on some of it. I mean, I don't join the Ham and Eggs Net hardly anymore. I'll listen occasionally. I don't get on. Just seems, you know, everything's kind of repetitious. It's the same thing. I mean, people are appreciative, obviously, of you maintaining the repeaters. But other than that, there's nothing in it for you, except a lot of expense on your parts and a lot of time. And you start getting older like we are, you know, you want to spend your time other places before it's all gone.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I've just been slowly losing it. But... Well, this is a mess. So, I-15 traffic that was going 85... is down to zero now, right before I got to Smith and Edwards. And there was cars bailing into the emergency lane on both sides, trying to prevent accidents. Good times.
Well, you can always bail right there and take the old road back.
Yeah, I'm on the inside lane, and it would be real, I mean, I think I need to do that. If I could get over, I think I'd do that.
A couple things up here, and then I'm going to head out and go spend a little bit of time with my boy out there.
Oh, yeah. Right next to where I'm at. Okay, looks like I am going to be able to squeeze over and get off here. Okay, take care. 936.
Okay, with later, Scott. WQMA 736.
Promontory. There you go. I'm hearing you just fine now.
No, real radio. I've had those handhelds since the early 90s and that one. So I don't even know how the world is gonna work. I turned the display light on and it doesn't light up very bright. I would imagine that the components are starting to dry out on them.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I know how that goes. I used to have a bunch of them laying around from the 90s also, but I finally got rid of them all.
Well, a friend asked me to work the Bountiful hand cart parade tomorrow, so I'm checking out my handhelds to see which one I can take down there.
I like Brent. Used to hang out with him down there and hand cart days, parades all the time. Even Vance used to do those parades. Oh boy, on his ATV. He felt like he was somebody. You know how it is.
Well, what, you down there too far to turn around, make a U-turn and come back? You're waving that light.
You know, I just decided to stick with it. I'm looking at I-15 and they're going a little bit faster than me. I'm going 3 miles an hour and they're going about 5 or 6 miles an hour, maybe 10. So it's a total freaking joke, you know. But most everybody else was turning around, like you're saying, going back. But I thought I'd just go ahead and just stick it out, see if I can make it to what a lot of people were doing is turning back and going down and what is that, Higley Road? Yeah, Higley Road. They were just trying to use that just to go butt in line up front. A bunch of people were doing that, and I could tell that's what they were doing. But I thought, I'm just going to sit here in this stupid slow traffic. 2 miles an hour is what I'm going right now. What a good time.
Oh, well, it's all because of that light right there, that intersection.
Yeah, I mean, it, like, I-15 was going at 85. And then right before Smith and Edwards turnoff, right down to zero, man. Crazy. And they're moving a little faster than me. I'm looking over there at I-15 right now. They're moving between 5 and 10 miles per hour. They're going a little faster than me. Because I'm going 2. I don't know. It's obviously some kind of accident, I guess.
I would imagine somewhere right there.
I decided to check my app. I've got an app that shows that kind of stuff, but all it's got is a structure fire in South Ogden. Maybe I'll refresh it. Maybe it'll have something from up here.
I got Promontory on here, Promontory 21. I don't have the frequencies memorized. I guess it's 467-700.
Yep, that's what you're transmitting on, 462-700 is what you're listening on. Now let's see, this might be it. Oh, it happened at 146. Here it is, 3 o'clock. It's an accident on I-15 southbound in Far West.
Happened not too long after, because I was at Smith and Edwards about an hour ago, and I came home, so it just happened right after that.
Yeah, landed. Traffic collision, mile marker 349, I-15 southbound, far west. Happened at 146. So obviously it's a big enough deal. They're having a really hard time cleaning it up, I guess. Oh, now I-15's going faster than me by quite a bit. Oh, well.
Yeah, it was right about that time then. I had most of the problems. Just getting started, I guess.
Finally making it to the light on 2700 north.